Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Summer officially starts on Friday, but there's a small chance parts of our area might see some severe storms tonight. Highest chance of storms are going to be closer to the Red River. Some of those might be strong with hail and strong winds. They could fire up in a few hours. And of course, if they do, we'll be here for you and activate the KRLD Storm Center to give you all the latest information. Local, state, federal agencies spent 2 months working on a massive investigation in Fort Worth, led to dozens of arrests for drugs and guns.
The U.S. Attorney for North Texas says they focused on hotspots around Fort Worth with high violent crime rates. Nancy Larson says they seized 287 guns in April and May.
That included 147 machine gun conversion devices.
She says they also found 22 kilograms of cocaine, meth, heroin, and fentanyl. Tarrant County Sheriff Phil Wayburn says they arrested 76 people, including 8 with ties to a Venezuelan gang who were in the U.S. illegally.
What we're doing is sending a message to our citizens that we're going after the bad guys and we're getting them. If you're one of the bad guys and we haven't got you, we're coming for you.
ATF says one of the guns they seized had been used just 3 hours earlier. 3 were connected to homicides and 22 had been reported stolen. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Some big events happening in Arlington tonight, and that means a lot of traffic headaches right around the ballpark and Jerry World.
It's definitely going to be crowded here at the Entertainment District in Arlington. The Rangers playing host to the Royals at Globe Life Field at 7 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock just across the parking lot at AT&T Stadium, we have Gold Cup games. Tim Siesco is a spokesperson for the Arlington Police Department.
We just recommend that folks make sure that they get to Arlington early, knowing that because there's going to be 2 events going on, maybe some parking lots that they're used to being able to park in may not be available or maybe a little more full than what they're used to.
In Arlington, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And from the traffic center, Joyce Nielsen has tips for anyone going to and from the area.
The Gold Cup games at AT&T Stadium scheduled at 6 this evening and the Rangers game at 7 at Globe Life Field. Traffic in and around 360 and the 30 interchange in Arlington expected to be a bit of a challenge, especially between 5 and 11 this evening. Because of this, Arlington Police will be activating their traffic management center, which includes adjusting traffic signal times as well as altering traffic patterns around the stadiums to create additional lanes before and after the games. Of course, a ride share service would be another option to both events, with drop-off and pickup lanes at Lot 15 for AT&T Stadium and the south end of Lot C for Globe Life Field. From the KRLD Traffic Center, I'm Joyce Nielsen.
Can you believe we're only 100 days from the state fair? It seems like it just ended last week. And today we're learning who's taking the stage. Opening weekend on the Chevy main stage includes Wade Bowen and TLC. Weekend 2 is an AC/DC tribute crew, Back in Black, and the Cold War Kids, and the Village People. Opening day is September 26th. Pictures getting clearer of what the state fair is going to look like, but last year's gun ban That's sticking around.
Last year, Attorney General Ken Paxton's emergency motion to overturn the state fair gun ban was blocked by the Texas Supreme Court. And this year, it was the State House that stopped it. Senate Bill 1065 would have made the gun ban illegal. It was authored by State Senator Bob Hall.
These restrictions undermine the intent of Texas law, Second Amendment rights, and creates unnecessary burdens for responsible, licensed gun owners from their right to self-defense.
Senate Republicans passed the bill, but it never came up for a vote in the House. Therefore, the gun ban remains. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The grandmother of Juneteenth will have to sit out this year's walk in Fort Worth. Juneteenth, of course, is the day that Union soldiers arrived in Galveston to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. Opal Lee led this push to make it a national holiday. She's 98 and spent time in the hospital last month, so doctors told her that she couldn't walk this year. Her granddaughter's going to lead the walk in the cultural district. It covers 2.5 miles. Over in Dallas, there's actually a copy of the proclamation on display at Fair Park.
What's it going to be like 10 years from now? What's going to be the impact like 10 years from now? Will we lose things and will the younger generation not even remember? Capture that history.
Meantime, the home of Juneteenth prepping for a major visitor during the celebration. Former President Joe Biden scheduled to be the special guest Thursday at Reedy Chapel in Galveston. Galveston County Sheriff says there are going to be closed streets and extra security around the chapels during the celebrations. The belief is Reedy Chapel is the place where they held one of the very first celebrations.
This time it's immigration. As I was saying, we told you yesterday that he was under pressure from some farmers and business owners to carve out an exception to the ICE roundups and the deportations. And so the White House called for a pause on them, on farms, and at hotels and restaurants. And now, maybe not. We're going to bring in News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton to try and clear things up for us.
Well, let me just say this. You know, I just got back from L.A., and there, obviously, downtown L.A., businesses on edge, businesses boarded up, graffiti everywhere, coming off some protests, obviously, for the last couple of weekends. With that said, some of the businesses are really, really reeling, and they don't really know what to make of this right now, because at first they thought, okay, we're safe. They took a huge sigh of relief, and now they're back to, oh my gosh, what do I do? And because of it, there's this like ripple effect where, you know, even people who are, you know, have the proper paperwork documented, they're not showing up for their shifts. They're not coming to work because they're scared, because they just don't know what's going to happen. And then you talked about, you know, farming and agriculture and the ag industry. I got a buddy who I went to college with. He owns a farm out in California. And I know for a fact a lot of his workers are undocumented, and he knows that. And he's sitting there thinking, oh, my gosh, like I'm going to lose more than like, you know, half of my staff out here on the farm. So the question then becomes, how am I going to replace them? What am I going to do to fill them, fill that gap? And I think that ripple effect is starting to really, I don't know, pick up steam, if you will. And that's where people are really concerned.
Any word from the White House on why suddenly now they are targeting those groups again?
Well, I think they just took a step back and they looked at it and they said, okay, well, here are the numbers and here's what we need to continue doing. I think they waited a little bit for the temperature to drop. When it comes to the anti-ICE, you know, anti-immigration protests that were happening, there was, more than 5 million, that's what was reported, over this past weekend of protests nationwide. They're waiting for the temperature to drop a little bit. I can tell you, I was in L.A., and when I got to L.A., it was a lot more tense than when I left L.A., even now, you know, Karen Bass lifting that curfew in that one small portion of downtown Los Angeles. So I think that was a part of it. Like, okay, we're gonna put this back into play now that the temperature's dropped a little bit. But still, even with that, you look at it, what's going to happen down the line. That's where I think there's a lot of concern with business owners. Now, business owners are really nervous and panicking, trying to figure out, if I lose my workforce, what am I going to do?
The president kind of finds himself in a difficult spot here, stuck in between business and his base.
Oh, absolutely. And you think about it this way, too. I was in Florida, right? I lived in Florida for a couple of years. I mean, you talk about a lot of the people in the service industry there, people that work on farms. It makes up a huge chunk of the workforce. But then again, those same people were also the ones who were, honestly, supporting Trump. And then so you run between this rock and a hard place where it's like, I supported him. This is what I voted for, but not not necessarily thinking it was going to impact me. And I think that's where, you know, the president right now is on a fine line trying to figure out, okay, where can I, it's like a game of tug of war. What give and take, what do I give? What do I take? And, you know, some of the polling shows there's not a lot of favorability when it comes to how he's handling immigration at this point.
Well, at least nothing has changed in the last 4 minutes. So we aren't going to have to do the.
I don't see any AP lines scrolling through right now.
Did you check X?
I'm doing that right now.
Xavier, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Good stuff. That is News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton with us here on KRLD. And it really is. It has become like tariffs. And we're going back and forth on this.
You know, the thing that the service industry, we talk about how many business owners are actually restaurant owners or things. And then you got farmers. The farm industry itself has taken a huge hit, not just in this administration. We're talking in the last 10 years. And so now you're strapping them back even more. And it's unfortunate, but that's the reality of how it is.
Exactly.
The immigrants make up a large percentage of the workforce.
People say, that's profiling to say that, that illegal immigrants work in agriculture, and hotels, and
Xavier
restaurants.
Walton but just said.
It
happens in Texas. It happens in California. It happens in New Mexico, Arizona, anywhere that you have these kinds of service industries.
I just don't understand how you could have, how could you not have known that this was coming, this was going to happen. If you go in and kick everybody out,
I think the idea was from the president. If I'm going to step in his head, it's like, look, we've done a lot with getting as many criminals as we can out. Now we've got to go to people that are here illegally in general.
Exactly.
And let's see where the dominoes fall where they may.
We got to keep the numbers up.
Oh, yeah.
It is a question that is already dividing the country, and not just between red and blue either. You heard Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson. We just played part of that. They went at it last night. There's even a split within the Republican Party. And so we throw the question out there this morning to liberals and conservatives alike. What is your biggest concern, if any, about U.S. involvement in this conflict? Again, 945-766-1080. Give us a call. Let's start right now going to John. John is in Highland Park this morning. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you thinking about this?
I think that we should go full tilt and eliminate the threat of nuclear weapons from Iran without any hesitation. I'd protect the Strait of Hormuz prophylactically. But I would absolutely, and I think it was going to require boots on the ground to make sure the job's been done. But President Obama, President Biden, George W. Bush, they've all said Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. So it's not Donald Trump coming up with this idea on his own. It's been longstanding American policy. And if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, then other Arab states are going to want a nuclear weapon. And Obama and Biden were gaslighted if they believe that the lies from the Ayatollahs that they were not trying to develop a nuclear weapon. Nobody developing nuclear energy for peaceful purposes buries their activities under a mountain.
You're talking about boots on the ground, though. That is a big second step.
You go in, you eliminate the infrastructure that's been in place, and you leave. You're not trying to nation build or anything like that.
You just
make sure the job's done and leave.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest concern, is that this would be an Iraq Part 2 kind of situation where we'd be there for like 15, 20 years.
Right.
I just wouldn't do it. I just leave.
You're on your own.
George W. morphed into the Iraq situation and decided he was going to nation build and was actually not completely unsuccessful. And then Donald Trump comes in and he's a nationalist. He doesn't want to talk about never ending foreign wars. When did that start? That started with Trump.
But if you go in and then get out, then you just leave a vacuum and someone else is going to come in and take over.
What kind of vacuum? I'm not talking about changing their theocracy. Or the fact
so you just take out the nukes and then haul it.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. John, appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, John.
Let's check in with Rowdy. Rowdy is in Roy City right now. Rowdy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What are you thinking?
Well,
The last gentleman had some very eloquent points, but I'm just going to say what everybody already thinks, and I think we need to make them a big pond out of them.
So just to nuke them to...
Just take them out.
The whole country.
Just turn it into a parking lot.
Yeah, because, well, actually, I want, make it a sea or something. The problem is that they've always been the bane of our existence. They probably already have cells here and, or have something planned. I mean, they've already made the threat. We already know the cells are here, and we even have camps here in Texas, and which are not being dealt with, in my opinion, in the appropriate manner.
All right.
But, they are a threat to the world.
All right.
And they're insane.
Appreciate it. Rowdy, thank you so much.
There's another way of thinking. Just nuke them. Nuke the hell out of them. Always. That'll solve their nuke problem.
Good to get that Roy City input there. Yeah, turn it into an ocean.
That's as strong a way as I could put it. And it's from a North Texan. Thanks for the call there, Rowdy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.